This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that Arya Samaj has been an organization that fearlessly talks about Indianness, and it is an organization of staunch nationalists. He said revolutionaries like Lala Lajpat Rai and Ram Prasad Bismil drew inspiration from the Arya Samaj. Addressing the International Arya Mahasammelan in Delhi, Mr. Modi said, "Unfortunately, due to political reasons, Arya Samaj's role in the freedom struggle did not receive the honor it deserved."
मैं स्वामी दयानंद सरस्वती जी के चरणों में प्रणाम करता हूं, उन्हें आदरपूर्वक श्रद्धांजलि देता हूं। मैं आप सभी को इस अंतर्राष्ट्रीय समिट के लिए हार्दिक शुभकामनाएं देता हूं। अभी हमें इस अवसर पर विशेष स्मारक सिक्के को जारी करने का भी सौभाग्य मिला है। साथियों, आर्य समाज की स्थापना के 150 वर्ष, ये अवसर केवल समाज के एक हिस्से या संप्रदाय से जुड़ा नहीं है। ये अवसर पूरे भारत की वैदिक पहचान से जुड़ा है।
The Prime Minister said Swami Dayanand was a visionary and understood that for India to truly progress, it needed not only to break free from colonial rule, but also to rid itself of the deep-rooted social injustices that plagued the society. He said Swami Dayanand actively opposed discrimination and untouchability, urging the people to eradicate these evils and strive for a more inclusive and equitable society. Prime Minister Narendra Modi appealed to the citizens to unite and dedicate themselves to the nation's progress to achieve the dream of a Viksit Bharat. Addressing a huge gathering at the National Unity Day celebrations in Ekta Nagar, marking the 150th birth anniversary of Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel, the Prime Minister highlighted the nationwide participation in the unity oath taken by crores of people, reaffirming the collective resolve to strengthen national unity. He emphasized that every citizen must reject any thought or action that weakens the fabric of the nation, calling it the need of the hour.
देश भर में हो रही एकता दौड़, रन फॉर यूनिटी, कोटि कोटि भारतीयों का उत्साह, हम नए भारत की संकल्प शक्ति को साथ साथ महसूस कर रहे हैं। अभी यहाँ जो कार्यक्रम हुए, जो अद्भुत प्रस्तुति हुई, उनमें भी अतीत की परंपरा थी, वर्तमान का श्रम और शौर्य था, और भविष्य की सिद्धि की झलक भी थी।
Commission for Air Quality Management, CAQM, has imposed a ban on entry of non-Delhi registered commercial goods vehicles that are non-BS6 compliant in Delhi NCR from tomorrow. In a social media post today, CAQM informed that this ban applies to light goods, medium goods and heavy goods vehicles. It further informed that all Delhi registered commercial goods vehicles, including BS6 compliant diesel or petrol vehicles, CNG or LNG commercial goods vehicles and electric commercial goods vehicles are permitted to enter Delhi. The Commission also said that as a transitional measure, all BS4 vehicles can also enter Delhi till the 31st of October. Former cricketer and senior Congress leader Mohammad Azharuddin has been sworn in as minister in the Telangana State Cabinet this afternoon. Telangana State Governor Jishnu Dev Verma has administered the oath of office and secrecy at a ceremonial event held at Raj Bhavan in Hyderabad. The portfolio allotment is yet to be made to the newly inducted minister. Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting L. Murugan led the Swachhta Pledge at Akashvani Bhavan in New Delhi. Speaking at the Bapu studio during his visit, the minister elaborated the efforts of the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting and its organizations under the Special Campaign 5.0 initiative as part of Swachhta Hi Seva. And in cricket, Australia have defeated India by 4 wickets in the second T20 international of the 5-match series at the Melbourne Cricket Ground, chasing the target of 126 runs. The hosts sealed the win in 13.2 overs, losing 6 wickets. Earlier, visitors were all out for 125 and 18.4 overs after put into bat first. And that is the end of this news bulletin.